Carnation Nation, perhaps you would like to hang me on the wall. Perhaps you'd like to take a sip from my skull. Perhaps you'd like to carry my carcass around town. Perhaps you'd like to wear me like a hair shirt. Well, I can almost oblige you with the fine items now available at the Terry Carnation Dark Air merch store. Simply go to my personal website, terrycarnation.com/shop. There's a link. If you go to terrycarnation.com, you'll see it right there on my scintillating front cover page. Click on that, and alongside our good friends at represent.com, you'll find Terry Carnation posters, t-shirts, mugs, and bric-a-brac that will uplift your pathetic little lives. Please visit our merch store and partake if you want to keep me very, very close.
And now, from the unexplored depths of the Marianas Trench to the unexplained reaches of space, time, and mind, you're listening to Dark Air with Terry Carnation.
Hello there, listeners. Carnation Nation. Oh, did anyone else see that blood moon tonight? Ow! I wonder if we're going to be having a bunch of werewolf calls.
Okay, just hold it together, Jeet. Let's turn off the phone feed when he says the word Reginald. All right, so that is off, and my mic is off, and the show is playing in the background, and... Oh, la-la-la-la-la, I am good to go for the next hour. My God, this job is so fun and so easy. Just get to sit in this room, put my hand in my pants, and just listen to Terry's voice.
This is Dark Air. You're on.
Yeah, hey, how are you?
I'm well. What's your name, sir?
I'm Jason.
Hi, Jason.
Hey, I'm up in Barstow, California.
Beautiful, beautiful city. Yes.
It's all right. Listen, a lot of strange goings-ons in our house. You know, there's the power will go on and off. And then the other day, the toaster fell off the countertop. And we've had a very awful odor of, well, I don't want to say feces, but feces odor, diarrhea or what have you. I don't know if it's a haunting or if it's, what are your thoughts?
Well, it definitely could be a haunting. It definitely could be some kind of spirits, malicious spirits. It also could be you are just at a lower income level and living in Barstow, California.
Yeah. You know, I mean, we get by. It's the house is from the late 1800s.
Mm-hmm.
But when we bought it, it wasn't this bad. I'll be honest. It's...
It's gotten worse since
you've been
there.
It has gotten worse in the 30 years we've lived here.
Okay, thank you. But, you know, we're going to need to determine if there is, in fact, a portal to Hades or hell, whatever you want to call it, one of the lower realms.
Uh-huh.
So do you have a trash compactor, dispose all?
No, I am not the Queen of England. I don't have a trash compactor or disposal. I'm not the Rockefellers. We have a garbage can.
Interesting. Would you take a look at the garbage can? Look in the garbage can for me.
Just a second. Let me... Okay.
What do you see?
I see a couple boxes of Stouffer's dinner and a handful of beer cans. Also a used condom. I haven't had sex. I masturbate with condoms just because we don't have tissue or anything.
Wasn't Henry Stouffer, the founder of Stouffer's, indicted for satanic rituals?
Oh, I don't know about that. That's Louise, I wouldn't buy them if I knew that.
There is a satanic connection to Stouffer's meals. And, you know, right here, I'm just puzzling it out. Stouffer's is an anagram for Fausters.
Listen, the TV just went out now.
Get out. Get out now. There is something very, very wrong.
All right.
Is there some place you can stay?
Well, outside of the house.
Okay, perfect. Just get out now.
All right.
Thank you so much for your call. Thank you for your call. Well, what an unfortunate gentleman. His house, I wouldn't say haunted. That haunted doesn't even come close to summing up what that man is going through.
Hey, Terry, I'm still on the line. I didn't get out. Listen, do you know of a place I could maybe stay tonight?
Do you have a car?
No, what do you think I am? DuPont? No, I got a bike.
A bike can be fashioned into a rudimentary shelter. Bring some of your clothing, lean the bike against a large rock, place the clothing over the bike, and snuggle in for the night.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Have a good
night. Thank you for your call. Or try Burger King.
Well, I'm still on. I didn't know if I should talk. Sorry for the pause. There is a Burger King. Well, it's kind of a burger joint.
Hang him up, please. Okay, thank you. Oh, what an unfortunate gentleman.
Yeah, hey, Terry, I'm still on.
Are you capable of perhaps hanging up the phone yourself?
Oh, sure. I didn't know. I don't know protocol. I'm not, on TV or radio much, so. Okay, I'm hanging up. Goodbye, guys.
Okay.
All right, okay. Okay.
Well, I'm kind of afraid to speak. Jason? Are you still there? Okay, well.
You're listening to Dark Air with Terry Carnation.
Rob, you're on Dark Air.
Hi, Terry. I'm sorry. I'm gonna have to talk softly because I have a newborn baby in the other room.
Oh, okay. Sure, that's fine, Rob. Congratulations, by the way.
Thank you. I also didn't want to start off by lying to you, but my name's not actually Rob.
Okay, that's fine. Many people use aliases in their everyday life as well as on call-in radio shows, so I accept that. Rob?
Yeah. Terry, I'm a really big fan, but I just wanted to tell you that my newborn baby has red hair.
Oh, that's beautiful. Little ginger child. Congratulations, Rob. Or not Rob.
I am a dark-skinned man, and I do not have any red hair genes in my family.
Mm.
So I'm a little confused by that.
Mm. Okay.
And my wife, she's black.
Your wife is black, you're dark-skinned, and your child has red hair.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, let's go down this path. First of all, how newborn is it? Does it still have the umbilical cord?
I mean,
they're usually removed at the hospital. Is it a home birth, or it's the bumpy thing that's not the penis?
Yes.
Right.
It doesn't have a penis, because it's a girl.
Okay, let's go down the list of possibilities here. Possibility one. No, please. Go ahead, Rob.
This is what I suspect. I think there's an alien race of gingers that have implanted this baby in my wife's belly, and that's what has happened, and that's what's come out.
Okay, so of the possibilities of your wife having an affair with an Irishman or the baby being mixed up at the hospital, you've opted for the alien, ginger-haired alien baby invasion. What's prompted this? Or what evidence do you have? Can he turn his head around like 360 degrees?
I should turn the baby's head 360.
No.
Right now.
No. Rob, please, no, Rob. I just was asking if the baby's head had the ability to swivel 360 degrees. You might rotate it about 30 or 40 degrees and just see how far around it goes, but please do not injure this baby.
Okay. Sorry, I almost went and did that.
When your wife breastfeeds the baby, does the baby puncture the skin with its teeth?
I don't know.
Listen, Rob, here's what you need to do.
Yes.
We need to get a DNA test done as quickly as possible.
Okay.
Can you do a nasal swab of the baby without disturbing it?
Yes. Okay. You know, I did want to mention one thing.
Also, we're going to want to do a stool sample.
Okay.
A urine sample.
Okay.
And we need to collect some hair fibers. Yeah, go ahead. What was that, Rob?
I was just going to mention that, now that I'm thinking about it, the UPS guy, he has red hair.
That's beside the point. Listen, this baby is definitely not of this world. So can you check for webbing between the fingers, between the toes? Something else that you're going to want to invest in.
Yeah.
Is that right? Yep. Go ahead, Rob.
They do spend a lot of time together.
Mm-hmm.
My wife and the UPS guy.
Mm-hmm.
Like sometimes he's here dropping off packages and they ask me to go like pick up something from the store.
Again, irrelevant. So a Geiger counter is going to be very important to determine.
A Geiger counter. Okay, I'll write that down.
If the baby has its own radioactive impulse, is it possible for you to install a camera over the crib? Because if it has been sent from another time, another dimension, another galaxy, and infested your family, well, let's just say that its intention could be nefarious.
I'm really scared.
Rob, enjoy that baby, okay, my friend?
Thank you.
You'll never get those years back. They're magical years. I highly recommend the Rockabye Baby audio series for baby. The classics, it's fantastic.
Oh, they're great. They're great. I use that on my other baby.
Okay, we don't have time to hear.
He also has red hair. Okay, bye.
We'll be back after this break. Carnation Nation, I'm looking at something right now. Oh, I wish you could see it. It is a painting of me, Terry Carnation. Now, did I sit in some studio with some skeevy, pervy artist for 6.5 hours? No, I did not. I simply sent Paint Your Life a photo, and it was brought to scintillating life. The brush strokes are extraordinary. It looks like the photograph, but it also looks like a painting. It's amazing. It is the perfect gift. And I am so glad that I have discovered paintyourlife.com. And at first, I thought, oh, this is going to be so expensive, but it's not. These paintings are truly affordable, and the quality is absolutely amazing. So get a professional hand-painted portrait created from any photo at a truly affordable price. You can choose from a team of world-class artists and work with them until every detail is perfect. It's a quick and easy process. Get your hand-painted portrait in about 3 weeks. It will be a cherished gift for your wife, your partner, your grandmother, your Aunt Sally, your deceased wife, Zelon. Don't go there, Terry. You're in the middle of an ad. So, at paintyourlife.com, there's no risk. If you don't love the final painting, your money is refunded, guaranteed. And right now, as a limited-time offer, get 20% off your painting. That's right, 20% off and free shipping. How, Terry? How am I going to get this special offer? Well, you text the word DARK to 64,000. That's DARK, D-A-R-K, to 64,000, 64,000. Text DARK to 64,000. Paint your life. Celebrate the moments that matter most. Terms apply. Available at paintyourlife.com/terms. Again, text DARK to 64,000 and watch what unfolds in front of your beady little eyes. Dark Air, Janth, you're on the line. Am I saying that right? Janth? Janth?
Oh my God, yes, you are. Oh my God, nobody ever gets it right. Thank you, Terry. I knew you were such a good guy.
Is it short for...
It's short for Janthony, yeah.
Wonderful. Well, listen, Janth, how can I help you today, tonight?
So, you know, I just feel like I'm the only one who's noticing this right now, mm-hmm. but people are always so caught up with birds being surveilled, or like they're the ones that are surveilling us, but I have to be honest with you, They are a total diversion, okay? The birds are actually real, and the bugs are the ones that are coming for us. Terry, the bugs are coming for us.
An interesting perspective. So you're saying Alfred Hitchcock's The Birds and the paranoia surrounding any kind of birdpocalypse is misbegotten.
Yeah, yeah. It is honestly the perfect crime, okay? Alfred Hitchcock has been in it from the beginning, okay? He's trying to take everyone off the scent of the bugs, and it's the bugs we should be worried about, Terry.
Let's dig in further here. So do you think that insects have been weaponized? I mean, there have been conversations in the lamestream media regaling us with potential Soviet or Chinese usage of insects used as spying devices or being trained thereto?
No, absolutely. I think what we're missing out, honestly, on the bugs we should be worried about. And it's not the ones you think. It's not the flies. It's not the gnats. It's like all of the multi-legged animals. Mm. It's the millipedes. It's the centipedes. It's the billipedes. It's the trillipedes. People don't talk about that either. It's the roaches. Mm-hmm. It's the... the ticks and the mites and the bites, you know, it's all of them. They're all getting it.
Well, all this research into, you know, food programs and sustainable agriculture is leading us towards eating bugs for protein and perhaps...
Have you eaten a bug before, Terry?
Perhaps the bugs want to eat us first is all I'm saying.
Have you eaten a bug before,
apparently,
Terry?
Bug meat is the perfect protein. Perhaps the bugs have discovered that we're talking about them in this fashion.
This is what I'm saying, okay? We've been taught our whole lives to look past the bugs, to stomp on them, to sometimes even let them live in our homes because they eat other bugs. Mm. I mean, that is sick. Mm. That's sick.
So what do you think their plan is? Is it world domination?
Absolutely.
Wow, this is fascinating. I guess what I... Oh, what was that? Mosquito!
Terry!
How did a mosquito get in a radio station? I'm not going to lie. I'm a little bit freaked out right now.
Okay,
Jen.
I need... Okay, what you want... Terry, what you need to do right
yeah?
now... Okay? I need you to... You need to go outside. You need to go outside.
Okay.
You can't let the mosquito follow you. Don't let the mosquito follow
okay.
you. I don't think you killed it, okay? I need you to go outside.
I didn't get it.
Take off all your clothes. And make sure that they haven't left any other bites on you, because every time a mosquito bites you, it's a new chip that is being implanted into your bloodstream. Do you understand? They're fever carriers, okay? Do you understand? Do you feel sick? Are
not
you
yet.
Feeling sick right
no,
now?
Not yet. No, but there are more bugs outside, Jan.
Oh, my God. I didn't even think about that.
It's chock-a-block
okay,
with bugs out there.
Okay.
There's May bugs
okay.
and June bugs. And...
Okay, you can't go outside. Go to the broom closet.
Okay.
Now take a broom, and I want you to pat your whole body down, okay?
You're asking me to do so much. You're asking me to disrobe and my place of work and find a broom. I don't even know if we have a broom closet. Do we have a broom closet? Jan, thank you very much for your call.
You're not safe, okay?
I'm not safe. None of us are safe. Thank you. This is something that's been bugging me for a long time. Sorry. I was humoring her the whole time. That ridiculous theory. I don't have any... God damn it. Motherfucking. God, okay. Let's go to a commercial, shall we? Thank you, Jan.
Oh, my dearest faded carnations. Terry here. Listen, this podcast, air quotes, / radio show, is sponsored by BetterHelp. Is something interfering with your happiness or preventing you from achieving your goals? I know that, for as much as I berate him, Dr. Norman Kesden has helped me at times to see the light. Now, he's useless, and I really, really don't recommend him. I recommend BetterHelp. It will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist, one far better than Dr. Norman Kesden. You can start communicating in under 48 hours. This is not a crisis line. It's not self-help. It's professional therapy done securely online. The service is available for clients worldwide. There's a broad range of expertise available. You can log into your account at any time and send a message to your therapist. BetterHelp is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches, so they make it easy and free to change therapists if needed. It's more affordable than traditional offline therapy, and they want you at BetterHelp
and I as well, would like you to start living a happier life today. So visit their website and just read the testimonials that are posted. Someone says of Danielle Turner, I've been with Danielle for almost a year now, and she is very wonderful, very thoughtful, listens, and gives practical advice. There's another therapist named Kayla Nettle. The user says, she is amazing and has helped me grow and be more confident. 10 out of 10 would highly recommend. So visit betterhelp.com/darkair. That's help, H-E-L-P, betterhelp/darkair, and join over the 1 million people who have taken charge over their mental health with the help of an experienced professional. Now, here's your special offer. Dark Air listeners get 10% off your first month at betterhelp.com/darkair. betterhelp.com/darkair.
And we're back to Dark Air, and this caller has a very interesting question. Welcome to the air. What's your name, sir?
My name's Pauline, and I'm a lady.
Pauline, please, what is your question or issue? How can I be of assistance, and how can we at Dark
First off,
Air?
Karen, I'd just like to tell you, I just think your show is wonderful. This is a little something in my neighborhood that's just been bugging me for quite some time, and I just don't know what to do.
Okay, well, what is that? How can we help?
I'm super concerned. There's some people running around my neighborhood, and I think they're up to no good. Of the magical variety, I'm talking about a coven. I'm talking about witches. I'm talking about the devil getting into little girls' boys' heads and telling them to do the magic voodoo hoodoo. You know what I'm talking about?
Not precisely, but allow me to unpack this with a little more rigor. In your neighborhood, you have become aware that there is some kind of coven, or coven, as some would say, of witches, nefarious magic users, and these witches are either children or affecting or infecting children. Is that correct?
Yes. They meet every day, every weekday from 8 to 3:30. They're meeting.
Okay, where are these witches meeting, A, and B, how do you know them to be witches? Are they wearing pointy hats, or do they have green
skin? Oh, certainly. It's certainly. They're not trying to hide it. I'm going to tell you right now, Terry, they're being dreadful obvious about it. They got black pointed shoes. They got really high, long strap socks sometimes. They wear blackened jackets. And just necessarily, they're all kind of dressed the same. It's all kind of the same dress and the same, but all of them have like little different little things. But sometimes they'll just wear the shirt untucked, and sometimes they'll tuck it in. But generally, it's all the same. And they come from, I don't know where they come from, but they're all going to the same place. If you go down the street from my house and you turn left at that white house on the corner and you keep on going. Now, when you get to that house where the nativity scene got knocked over when that truck lost its truck tire and it knocked over and cracked the baby Jesus.
Pauline,
you turn right.
I don't live in your neighborhood, I'm afraid, sweetie.
Well, that's why I'm giving you directions. Well, if you turn right there, well, there's a big old building.
I don't even know what town you're calling from.
Well, that's probably for the best, because I don't want none of them tracking me down. I already told you too much about where I'm living. Now, here's the thing.
Okay.
They're getting together in this building. They start about 8:30 in the morning.
Okay.
And they only take a little break, like once in the morning, once in the afternoon, about an hour for lunch. But other than our time, they're all hooting and hollering in there, and they're studying their magical stuff. And I'm, quite frankly, terrified.
So does this building, does it have a name on it, the building in which they congregate? Does it have a label?
Oh, it sure does.
What is that?
Higge. It says Hagge. Skahula. Hagaskahula? Hagaskahula. I'm gonna be honest with you right
high
now.
High school.
Hmm?
It could be that there are witches that are indoctrinating the youth in your neighborhood. It could be that you're misreading the sign and it says high school, and that the witches are in fact teachers. Is that a possibility?
Now, Terry, I'm gonna go ahead. I'm gonna tell you right now that I'm not a strong reader.
It could be that this is a high school for witches, which gets very Hogwartian.
What comes right back down to my quick? What do I? How do I catch them? Is there a witch repellent? Is there something I could do to keep them out my yard? Because, goddammit, I got flowers, and I got carrots, and I got peas, and I got parsnips coming in this season. They're gorgeous, and I don't want nothing to happen to them.
Well, as a matter of fact, Pauline, we at Dark Air sell a witch repellent. You can visit our website to see the witch repellent. Does it contain Eye of Newt? No. That would be too cost prohibitive.
Well, Terry, I don't know if anybody's ever ordered two cases of witch repellent from you at one time, but circle your calendar, because today's the day.
Do you hear that, Dark Air listeners? The Witch Begone Witch Repellent has a new client, a new customer. Make sure to visit our website and to get all the details. Pauline, I wish you the very best.
Your voice is just so sweet, and sometimes it intimidates me because it's so kind. Oh. But I knew if I called you, Terry, I knew you wouldn't let me down.
Thank you so much for your call.
Come for lunch. Come for lunch.
Okay, hang up now.
No, no, come back. Come for lunch. Okay. Come for lunch.
And I would love to come to lunch, Pauline. I'd love to come to lunch with each and every one of my callers, with all of my listeners. I have no idea where she was calling from. It could have been Copenhagen.
Hello, KSB Control Room, Jeet Batra speaking.
Well, 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 if it isn't Jeet, or is that Jeet Claude Van Damme?
Who is this?
I'm an owl, and I'm wise to your lies, you slippery little snake. You think you can pull one over on Wes Popovitz. And here is the truth dump. Terry Carnation is not in the house.
Yes, he is. He absolutely is.
Then put him on.
I cannot, sir, because he is in the bathroom, and he's entitled to his privacy.
Oh, no, he's not. But you are in the crapper now, Pally. I thought you might have turned him into a pod person, which is what the soy industry is all about. Growing life-sized, estrogen-filled pod people to replace us and take away our constitutional rights. But now, I know that it's even worse. You have killed him, haven't you?
What? No, I would never kill Terry. I would take a bullet for him, but I wouldn't put a bullet in him.
Then why are you running reruns and passing them off as the real Carnation? I thought I remembered that call with that Beetle Man the other day because I was the one who took that very call 5 years ago. Know this, whatever our differences in the past, I love Terry like a brother. That communist, salad-loving son of a bitch. And I will gut you nose to nuts if you so much as tweeze a hair on his...
Mr. Popovitz, you are a very rude and mean person.
Jeet? Jeet Batra.
Terry, is that you?
Oh, thank God. It is I. Wait, I mean, it is me. It is I, me. I still don't ever get this right. Is it I or me?
I think both would work.
It is they / them. Future Terry here. It's very good. So very good to hear your thin, mewling voice again, old friend. I'm so sorry for everything I've done. Will do to you. Although Pittsburgh, that's totally your fault.
Wait, Pittsburgh?
Now listen, Jeet. I don't have much time. These calls to the past use up most of my Latinum credits. And my need... No, forget I said that. Listen, you need to break me out. I have been taken prisoner by the Church of the Paradox.
Oh, I knew it!
Now, you'll need to wet interface your Bezos portal with the Church of the Paradox's neuralizer to bypass their security cyborgs.
A Bezos portal? You mean he figured out the wet interface? I can't believe it. I have to go get some more Amazon stock.
No, don't do that. Forget I said that. That was... this was all from a science fiction novel that I've been writing in my head.
All right.
So, listen, Jeet, you have a great show, and I'm sure that I'll get out of this church basement somehow. And for the love of God, stay away from the corner of Hillcrest and Vine on August 19th.
Wait, which August 19th?
By the way, Jeet, your microphone has been on throughout the entirety of this episode. FYI.
Terry, there's no way. I think I would know if the red light was on. It's on. It's been on? I've been on? Oh, that's not good. Al, why didn't you say something sooner? And Carnation Nation, I do want to apologize. I'm so sorry. Although, for all the ASMR people, I hope it was good for you to hear me breathe and chew. I certainly tried my best. All right. I am turning this mic off. Fucking mic. Oh.
Dark Air with Terry Carnation was created by Rainn Wilson and Aaron Lee and is produced by Tom Harp and Chris Kelly. Starring Rainn Wilson as Terry Carnation, Karin Soni as Jeet, Al Madrigal as Al, Yvette Nicole Brown as Dr. Lizzie, Aaron Lee as Dr. Kesden, and Jennifer McLean as Veronica. Dark Air with Terry Carnation is brought to you by Imperial Mammoth, Audio Boom, and Kelly & Kelly. Theme songs composed by Marcus Mosscat. For a full list of credits, head to terrycarnation.com/credits.